It was a holiday shortened week, and we saw cash cattle prices near steady, 244 to 245. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Mike Miner with Professional Ag Marketing based on Laverne, Minnesota agreed we saw some cash prices that remained steady, 242 to 245 across the large portion of the Midwest.
Well, the live cattle, we've sure seen back off here three straight days now through the short week, and we are looking at a market approaching this 20-day moving average, so it's going to be interesting to see how it holds up at that type of level. You're seeing cash actually narrow up quite significantly between the south and the north now. Packer margins have improved with the rapid increase in packer margins off of cutout moving higher and cash staying about the same where it's been. So packer margins are feeling a little bit better. They've started to kill a few more cattle. So going forward here, we're going to see how this little correction, this little setback is going to hold up with this index, which looks like we should really be moving higher here in the short term, Keith.
On the hog front, we've seen some futures that have been running higher, cash running 104, 105, 106.
Man, the December sure stands out to me, Keith. You know, the October here has some room to run if cutout's going to stay in this area forever. A little bit of surprise that there, if we do stay at this 110 to 120 type range much longer, it stayed a lot of time around 114 here. If you look at the December month at today's high of 88.65, I mean, shoot, we're looking at historic levels there. I mean, going back to even 2014, we were only able to come off the board at 87.5. So keep an eye on this market as these hogs here, as if it expires here anyways, would be somewhat unprecedented territory.
And we continue to watch the pork cutout values. With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.